some real life examples of this?
Yeah, we didn't get too many. We may have to buy.
Yeah, actually, there was an instructions manual that was distributed by the FASB about how to interpret, I guess, the embedded derivative limitation. And the example where they showed you would have to bifurcate, I don't remember the exact components, but there was a foreign currency option that was embedded in there. And that was the particular option that would have to be bifurcated. Now, typically with a property and casualty contract, if the payoff is related to an identifiable insurable risk, then it would not have to be. That is kind of a litmus test as to whether something has to be bifurcated or not.
The example that I'm going to skip,